on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is 67 degrees, 840 on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
And I'm Chris Miller, in for Lucas McFadden. You can also find us on AM 1340, Comporium Channel 102, that's CN2, WRHI and CN2's Facebook and YouTube pages, as well as the free WRHI app and WRHI.com. We got you covered everywhere you want to be.
That's right. Did you say the app? Download that app today.
That's right.
The spring breakers better be listening to us on the free WRHI app.
F-R-E-E. Free,
there
right?
There you go. Hey,
some breaking news that happened yesterday, and I'm going to tell you.
It is not an April Fool's joke.
I really thought it was. So Manny Kimmel sends an email out to me, Tyler, and I think Steven says, hey, got some breaking news for you. Get this on air online ASAP. And he says that Sheriff Kevin Tolson is decided to not run for re-election, and instead his wife Beth is going to run for the office. And I literally emailed Manning and said, this is an April Fool's joke, Manning. Ha ha, somebody got you. And Manning calls and says, no, this is legit. He said, I've actually spoken with him. So we have the two of them in studio. Of course, the sheriff, Kevin Tolson, and his wife Beth, who will be running for the sheriff's office in November. I guess I'll go to you first, Sheriff. Tell us how we got to this point.
Well, let me start off by saying I called in for the auction last Friday, and I just thanked WRHI for everything that y'all do for this community. You're local, you keep us informed, you're relevant, and y'all are just a pillar in this community. So I want to thank y'all for that.
Yes, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
It's a great crew. But so here's how we got here. I had no intentions on not running until last week. And the public is going to have a hard time believing this, but this is the actual God's honest truth. I was given the opportunity to travel the country. There's something called LEAP.
Okay.
In South Carolina, it's called SC LEAP. In New York, it's called NILEAP. And what it is a group of clinicians and peer support specialists, which Beth and I both are. We've been trained. And what they do is when there's critical incidents that happens in agencies, this team shows up and you do what's initially called a debrief. And that is getting everybody who's involved in that critical incident, officer-involved shooting, child fatality, jail fatality, anything that's critical to an officer that would affect them mentally, that team comes in, they do the debrief, which takes a day, and then they host quarterly seminars called post-critical incident seminars, PCIS. And that's a more deep dive into what officers have been through and first responders, not just police officers, firemen, EMS. And so South Carolina was the first one in the country to start this program called LEAP. And 13 other states in this country have those. So that leaves 36 states that don't have them. And they are paramount to keeping our officers mentally well, and you all know how strong I've been on the mental wellness of our police officers and first responders. So I've been given the opportunity to travel the country and start LEAP programs in the other 36 states that don't have them.
So Beth, he shares this with you last week, and your response?
Well, I think I was in the shower washing my hair.
Nice way to do that. By the way, if we're
going to keep it real. Let's keep it real.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, well, why don't I do it? Like, who better to do this? And so I got out and I'm like, hey, Kev, what about a fireman for sheriff? And he's like, okay. And I'm like, okay.
I was like the last girl that was in here. I was like, damn.
Yeah. And he said, okay. And I'm like, well, okay. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, okay, why not? And so we talked about it. We prayed about it. And we just sat down and said, this is a good plan. I mean, who else besides me is better equipped to handle the sheriff's office than run that office? My dad ran it for 20 years. He's ran it for the last 7.5. And hey, that's my life. The sheriff's office is my life. I've been there. I was with the sheriff's office for 28 years and then went to the solicitor's office. I know the ins and outs of the sheriff's office. I know the people there and how it operates. And I love it just as much as he does and my father does. So that's how that came about.
And now, Beth, you would have the opportunity, again, for those you signed up to run yesterday. No one, as of the deadline, is going to run, so you're running right. unopposed. So right. barring any huge write-in campaign, you will become York County's first female sheriff, and I believe you said the second in the state.
The second in the state. As a matter of fact, Kristen Graziano is the first female sheriff in the state. And I told her when she was elected 4 years ago, I'm like, I'm mad at you. I'm like, that was supposed to be me. I was supposed to make that history and not really thinking that would ever come to fruition. But here I am. And so, yes, second in the state. First
conservative sheriff in South Carolina. And don't get me wrong, Kristen Graziano, I love her to death. She's done a great job, and she's a great woman. But her views are different than ours. Mm-hmm. So Beth will be the first conservative sheriff.
There you go. So you have made history. There you go. Well, let me ask you this, Sheriff. When you got the opportunity, were you kind of torn, or did you automatically know, hey, this is something I'm – could you talk about this? I mean, and I love that you said that you guys prayed about this, because this is a calling. I mean, mm-hmm. not anybody can just step up and take hold of a county and a sheriff's office. I mean, this is tough work. It's a calling. So did you feel – like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do? Or did you automatically know that maybe this is what God had for you as well?
It was automatic. As soon as I got the call from a friend of mine named Jim Banish, I just knew this is what God is calling me to do right now in this moment.
And were you secretly hoping she was going to say, hey, I'll do it?
No, I really didn't know until she brought it up. And so, it's just been very organic over the last week of how all this has transpired. And let me tell you something about Beth Tolson. The people that worked under her when she was lieutenant loved her. And I want to send a message out to our community and our staff, because there's a lot of, you know, trepidation right now amongst the staff. Nothing is going to change. If anything, it's going to be better. Like, I can't wait now to go home after she's elected and say, you need to do this. I don't understand why you – and you just need to tell council this.
And you shouldn't wear that. You need to find something else
to
wear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the Family Feud X as she's walking out the door. You ain't wearing that. No, but she's going to do a wonderful, wonderful job. Look, she's been around this sheriffdom for 28 years almost. And she knows. She knows what the job entails and what it's going to take. And she's going to make history. I'm proud of her. She has been a great supporter. And now those roles are going to have to flip. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to be her supporter and her comfort and her ear. And when she goes, woe is me, I'm going to tell her what she's told me for the last 7.5 years. You signed up for this. Get over it.
You're going to have fun with that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of fun with it.
Beth, what is it about the job and becoming the sheriff that you love? Like, why? What is your why?
I guess the why is just growing up. With the sheriff's office. I literally have grown up in that agency. I started when I was 21.
And you start with the county when you were 18.
Yes. And so, it's my passion. My dad was with the sheriff's office when I was born. It's just a calling, like you said. And I feel like that I have a lot that I can give back to the sheriff's office. I love the people there. I want to take care of them. And I want to take care of the community. I mean, we love this community. I grew up in I'm a little girl that grew up in Filbert, South Carolina. If anybody knows where that's at,
that's between York and Clover.
You know, like this is my county, and being in law enforcement for 32 years next month, you know, I see the struggles that people have. I see the issues that they have, and you know, I just want to continue to keep improving our community. I just want to take care of the folks at the sheriff's office and make sure that we get the best officers that are out there to protect our community. And it just all blends together like that.
Beth, what does the next 6-7 months look like for you? Obviously, Sheriff Tolson is going to complete his term before he takes on the new role. What does it look like? Is it going to be a more, I know you've seen it firsthand for the last, you know, 20-some, almost 30 years, but is it going to be a more intensive thing? Because it's almost, you know, like an internship, so to speak.
It is. And I met with the command staff yesterday and just told them that I'm going to be in and out. Just, you know, I have seen it. I've been in there, but I haven't been where he's been. I haven't sat in that chair. Mm-hmm. And I intend on making myself available over the next several months and get in there and get my feet wet. I was telling the Chief Hicks, who's over the detention center, I'm like, you know, I love the fact that Kevin walked through the jail, spoke to the detention officers, sat down and spoke to the inmates, mm-hmm. because they're people too. And I want to make sure that not only the enforcement side is ran well, like it has been, but the detention side too.
Those are good people.
Those are good people. They have a tough job, and I want to take care of them as well. But just getting in there and getting my feet wet, I will say I have a grandson in Mount Pleasant, and I will have a little bit of time off, so I intend to spend some time with him too.
Do that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
shout out to Morgan, Momo, yes. our daughter. She yes. said hello,
yes.
and she's listening right now.
Oh, great. Hey, Morgan.
Morgan and Eliza
Morgan.
Both.
Yes. Yes, and I know they're proud as well.
They're very proud.
Yes,
well,
yes.
We've been speaking with Sheriff Kevin Tolson and his wife Beth Tolson, who Beth announced her intentions to run for sheriff. She'll run unopposed, and of course, Sheriff Tolson will be stepping down to take a job in the nonprofit sector. Guys, thank you so much for everything that y'all continue to do for York County. And Beth, we look forward to seeing you in service the next 4 years.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, WRHI. Yeah. What a great community.